Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Men's Room podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club. So make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app. A Bosch.
Welcome to the Men's Room Podcast. This is a Men's Room Podcast special as well, because we're talking the World Cup. It's here, people. I'm excited. I am. It feels like I'm not, just because the Premier League is going to be cancelled for a little while, but I am excited. England have named their 26-man squad. It's a good squad. The question, though, to my sidekick here, the great Rory Jennings, is it a good enough squad to win the World Cup?
Yes. This team is good enough to win it. This team is 100% good enough to win it. I'm so excited for this tournament. We have a wonderful World Cup ahead now. I'm so looking forward to it. Tournament football is always spectacular. It's always so enjoyable. I get totally in the spirit of it. And do you know what I do, which I would advise, not only to you, to any of our listeners? Remove all logic. Remove all probability. Yeah. And just embrace the tournament. And go with the belief that England can win it, because it's so fun. It's such a wonderful tournament.
But it's also then very depressing when they don't.
Yeah. But to experience the high, you have to put yourself...
accept
that there may be a life.
Some sort of jeopardy. What's your first experiences of World Cup? Are you old enough for Italian 90?
Yeah.
Okay, so was that your first one you remember, though?
Cameroon.
Okay. Yeah.
England playing Cameroon.
I remember Toto Schillaci. Italy.
I remember David Platt scoring that volley against Belgium.
On the over spin. The head. Come
on
over the head.
Spin.
Wonderful.
And the celebrations. And Lineker's falling. And the celebrations were just over the moon. I remember they were wonderful.
You know what the biggest memory of that World Cup is, though? Pavarotti,
absolutely.
That there.
The song.
There's not been a better for me. I know that we've had some, you know, football's coming on, blah, blah, blah. There's not been a better football World Cup song.
I remember my dad going to that
World
Cup. I remember my dad going and not taking me. And I couldn't quite understand why. Mm. I couldn't understand why I wasn't on this trip. I couldn't understand why you would possibly want to go and not take me. I then remember England playing Cameroon, and I remember thinking, that sounds really cool. I think I want them to win. And I remember just being like, no, that's not how it works. You don't want Cameroon to beat England. Yeah. I was like, but Cameroon? There's a geezer who's about 50 and dancing. Like, this is wicked. Are you sure we don't want them to win?
He'll forever be remembered, Mr. Roger Miller.
Roger Miller,
going to that touchline and doing that little dance.
Yeah, and then I do remember the disappointment that followed. Do you know what? I've just realised as well.
Go on.
I then remember, 4 years later, England not making it to America. And I remember that World Cup really well. Da-da-da, be in America.
I remember it so well because of the Brazilian squad. And I think a lot of our viewers might not know this, but the Ronaldo was on the bench.
Right.
The Brazilian squad.
Right. I mean, that was Roberto Baggio, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And weirdly, do you know, I actually remember my dad going over to that one.
What?
Yeah, because Ireland. Yeah. He sort of, like, when I'm saying my dad, I don't mean my actual biological father. But he went with Ireland. He just decided, I think, you know, let's go and enjoy it.
That's the first time, because obviously, look, England, sort of, World Cup 90, you remember the penalties and all that. But the first time I remember that, it's not how good you are when it comes to penalty taking, when Baggio missed that penalty for Italy in the World Cup final.
Because
he was one of the best strikers in the world at the time, right?
Glorious. That whole World Cup, I remember getting totally in the spirit of it. And do you know, I was obviously too young to appreciate this at the time, but can you imagine the magnificence of this fixture? You know, when you think of the history of New York City and then think of the prestige of the metropolis that is New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's as iconic as anything can possibly be. Like, the feeling that you get, you know, when you're there and Radio City and Central Park and the John Lennon Memorial, it's like overwhelming, isn't it, New York? It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then think of the history, like the immigration in the city.
Yeah.
Irish, Italian. In the World Cup, Ireland play Italy in New York City.
Sensational.
And Ray Houghton scores a winner. Ray Houghton scores a winner and Ireland win.
You don't think of that, do you? When you've, like, honestly, you saying it now, it's incredible. Mm. Like the Irish and the Italians, and just the history of that, going head to head in New York.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. So that was obviously, do you know, because England weren't in that, I vaguely remember deciding I was Dutch.
So I was Brazilian.
I kind of went Dutch. Yeah. And they had a great team, the Dutch. You remember Dennis Bergkamp scoring those goals against Argentina?
Dude, the goal.
The goal.
The goal.
Yeah.
Goal there.
Yeah.
Who's it that sends that 60-yard pass to him?
Wasn't it De Boer?
Was it De Boer?
I think so.
Frank
they had a great team. They had Wim Jonk and Mark Overmars. It was
everything.
A wonderful...
They had everything. Fully loaded.
Fully loaded team.
Fully loaded.
Yeah, it was. And that World Cup was special, man. Like, is this a real shame?
It didn't start special when Diana Ross missed the kick.
Diana Ross.
Remember that,
right.
The opening ceremony? And she's,
yeah.
Come on, Dad, you've got one job.
Yeah.
Hit it in and it goes
just
left.
Make some contact. Yeah. Just make some contact. No,
some contact, yeah.
But yeah, like, see, this is the thing. This is why World Cups and just tournament football, like, it's applicable to any other tournament, but the World Cup really is prestigious.
That's why it's the best tournament, and that's why it's the best sport in the world.
Yeah.
Because it literally is every team from every country, sorry, every nation coming together.
And also, like, various landmarks of my life are punctuated by World Cup. Like, I can remember who my friends were watching Michael, you know when Michael Owen scored that goal? I know exactly where I was. I was in my youth club in my estate on Kilburn High Road watching that game. I remember exactly who I was with. I remember exactly what was going on in my life.
Do you know
2002.
No, pause a second. Do you know how crazy, don't just skim over Michael Owen 98. Do you know how crazy that is what he'd done as an 18-year-old?
17, wasn't it?
No, was he 17 when he did it?
I think. Was he 18 by then, 18. Right?
You know, when we think of this England side, one player needs to step up. 18-year-old, you're doing that to the Argentinian defence. And you're skipping past them. And I remember because he got on the edge and Paul Scholes is ready to shoot.
Yeah.
And he's like, get out of the way. I've got this.
Him out of the way.
As an 18-year-old.
Yeah. No, insane. I know. The Hoots were involved to do that to Paul Scholes and to Argentina. And also, England would have won it. Do you know, it was also, God. England would have won it. You know, Sol Campbell's header?
Oh!
Sol Campbell's header. England would have won it. Do you know the other thing that I realised, I think? I realised then, perhaps for the first time in my life, the power of media. Like, you know, I would go on to work in the media.
Because of Beckham.
Like, I think subsequently I've read about various things since. So I think Tony Adams speaks very articulately about something that happened to him. Tony Adams, do you remember when it was all donkey, Eeyore. And obviously that was, not only was it unkind, but it was also untrue. Mm-hmm. Like, Tony Adams is arguably the best defender that the Premier League's ever seen. Arguably.
Arguably. You can make an argument. He's definitely top five.
Definitely one of the best captains. Definitely one of the best legacies. That goal that he scores against Everton when he just stands there. Tony Adams
when he smashes it when he's put through by Vieira?
I think so. Against
maybe?
Everton.
Yeah.
When they won the league.
Yeah.
I think he's like as iconic as it gets, Adams, right? He was lambasted to a ridiculous degree. And I think it was Mirror. They stuck him on the back page at a Mirror with donkey ears. They made a donkey out of it.
You know how crazy that is?
And you know, but this is when the papers were selling 5 million copies. Do you know what I mean? And you think, gosh. But I remember, because the headline of Argentina, to bring it to the modern day, obviously, I've read about it since, the power of the media in that era, Adams and whatever. But the first time I ever really saw it and thought, God, that's a bit harsh. But it was the feeling and sentiment of the country at the time. It was 10 brave lions, one stupid boy. That was the headline. I think it was The Sun. 10 brave lions about the team.
Yeah.
And then one stupid boy. They made it all about Beckham.
I can't imagine. It's weird because now, obviously, we look at Beckham as probably the biggest icon this country.
That's because you, my friend, can't hold a grudge. That's because you can't hold a grudge. I haven't forgiven Beckham from 90.
I don't blame you. But look, I remember going to, like, as you say, the media kept showing sort of burning effigies outside stadiums.
Yeah, it's West Ham, wasn't it? West Ham hung an effigy.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Think of that.
Yeah, I think Chelsea had one. Chelsea had something similar when we played a game in Cardiff, I think.
Yeah. All right, let's fast forward a few years. Here we are now. England got to the final of the Euros.
Mm-mm.
Got to the semi-final of the recent World Cup.
Mm.
The 26-man squad has been announced. First, let's quickly talk about the squad. Any surprises for you?
I think there are a couple of surprises, but I generally think he's got it right.
Yeah.
It's not something I said. There are certain things that I wouldn't have done.
Mm.
There are certain things that I wouldn't have necessarily done. I don't think Harry Maguire deserves to be in the team, in the squad. Certainly not in the team. I don't think he deserves to be in the squad. I probably don't think Eric Dier deserves to be anywhere near it. And I probably don't think that Phillips should be there.
Okay, so Phillips, Maguire and Dier.
Yes. And I also think that there are three able deputies for those three. So if you don't take those three, it's not like, like I think.
So if you don't take those three, you take Ward-Prowse, Tomori, and Gaye.
Yeah, I don't think you need another defender. I think,
no,
you,
I think you go forward. Yeah,
I think you add maybe another forward.
Yeah.
Which is what I would have done. But overall, and I do have a policy, by the way.
What's this? What?
I don't know if everybody will agree with this, but when we get to this stage, on the pretty much the eve of a tournament, right?
Just,
the tournament
you just,
is
you just support. You yeah. stick with.
There's yeah. no point. Like if you think Gareth Southgate is the right man for the job, cool. If you don't think Gareth Southgate is the right man for the job, there's no point in having that conversation now.
It's
anyway.
Interesting you say that, because actually I tweeted as well. I said, look, I think Tomori should have been over Dyer, but it is what it is. Like, there's no, what am I going to do? He's not going to get called up, is he?
If we were, when we were having these conversations 3 months ago, so you know when England got battered by Hungary 4-0, a game at Molineux, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
I think at that point, you say sack the manager. Yeah. At that point, we can explore, is sacking the manager the right thing to do? At that point, we can say various other options are available and we have enough time to prepare for a tournament and therefore let's explore it. Today, there's no point. Gareth Southgate will be England's manager going into Qatar.
So let's get behind the ball.
So let's just completely back him, pledge unilateral partisan support to Gareth Southgate, to the team, and let's hope for the best.
Yeah. How weird is it? And look, we're going to talk about the fact that the World Cup's in Qatar, and Sepp Blatter has come out recently, former president of FIFA, and said it shouldn't have gone to Qatar, it should have gone to the USA. We're going to talk about it being in Qatar. But how weird is it that there are games coming up? Everyone's going to play on the weekend. 4 or 5 days later, some of those people are playing their opening games in the World Cup. Surely, going into those Premier League games, you're not getting stuck in challenges. Your manager would want it. But I'm thinking, if you're those kind of busy players, you're not risking anything.
Particularly if you're a player that knows they start for England. Ooh. So you know, if you're Declan Rice, I think you can make a case. Declan Rice, I think, is a phenomenal talent. Like, yeah. I really do. I think, yeah. you know, when people talk about him being perhaps overpriced by West Ham, I don't necessarily agree. I think football financially is broken. But if anyone's worth 100 million quid, it is Declan Rice.
Yeah, which I disagree with you on.
Yeah,
you
know, cool. You can disagree, but you're wrong.
Well, no. 1 second. I'm Batman, you're Robin.
But look, I think that Declan Rice is top class. But this season, I don't think his form has been as good as it was last year. Yeah, and one of the reasons that you could potentially put forward...
Of course it is.
Is he pulling his punches? Is he aware that there is a tournament coming up? He guarantees a start in this England team, no matter what. Mm. No matter who the manager is, no matter what happens with England, no matter who else is fit. If Declan Rice is fully fit, he plays. In fact, if he's half fit, he plays.
Did you think they've seen players drop off like flies? Your Kantes, your Pogbas, Jota, Sadio Mane recently, and they're all like, ooh.
Yeah, Royce, wasn't it?
Yeah, Royce as well, Marco Royce. Do you think they're looking at that thinking, I'm only doing 70% today?
I don't think you can't. Sorry, appallingly worded.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. I don't think it's possible
to not think about
To not think about, like playing at a World Cup is the stuff dreams are made of.
It's the pinnacle of football.
It is. Also, you know this World Cup, there are various conversations that we can have about this World Cup. But all of those conversations, they add into the unique nature of this World Cup. Mm.
Like, it's one that's not going to be forgotten.
It's one that's not going to be forgotten. No, it's a landmark.
It punctuates the season. Mm. It's in a place where...
It's the first one in the Middle East.
First one in the Middle East.
It's a landmark World Cup. Whatever spin you want to put on this World Cup, even like positive or negative, it's historic.
And by the way, every team's there.
And...
Every team is there. Yeah, there's normally one
Italy.
Missing. Italy, isn't it? Yeah, that's a shame.
Do you know the other thing that I think is fair to say here? You know... As pundits and fans, English people have a propensity to overinflate our chances of winning it. So teams that were never going to win a tournament, we believe that they could. 2010. Like the 2010 team was diabolical. Yeah. And we went into that thinking we could do it. We couldn't. But you know this team? Mm. The players that are there, the players that know they're going to start, they must look around the dressing room and think... We've now got some players here. Look, maybe you think Brazil are more likely to win it. Maybe you think Argentina are more likely to win it. Maybe you think France are more likely to win it. But this England team can. And if you're Phil Foden, you're sitting in that dressing room, and over there's Jack Grealish, and over there's Harry Kane, and over there is Declan Rice, and see that guys are over there getting changed, Jude Bellingham. You've got to be looking around thinking,
but you know what the problem is? And over there is Maguire. And over there is Dyer.
Yeah.
And over there is Connor Cody.
Yeah, but you accentuate the positive.
Sorry.
I mean, as a team, what you should do is you should counterbalance. Okay.
Well, and that's what Gareth does, doesn't it? Gareth counterbalances it by saying, you know what? Defence is weak. I'm going to play five of you.
No, that's not counterbalancing. What counterbalancing would be is the defence is weak. I'm going to score more goals.
That's what England and Gareth, and we would like to think he's going to do. That's not what he will do.
In my opinion, England's best team is 4-3-3. England's best formation is 4-3-3. Four at the back, because we haven't got five good defenders. So play four. And that way you get an extra creative player. If you don't have, like, basically it comes a choice. Do you want Eric Dier on the pitch, or do you want Phil Foden on the
as
pitch?
Well as Saka and Sterling?
The choice honestly becomes,
that's so interesting,
do you want
it?
Phil Foden or Eric Dier?
Yeah. Do you want to draw, or do you want to go for it?
Yeah. Do you want to not go out, or do you want to
Do you want
to
roll the dice?
Do you want to win? Like, do you know what though? Like, I'm playing quite a lot of poker at the moment, right? And there's two schools of thought in doing it, and it's very applicable to football. When I play poker, there's some people that play and they think that their seat at the table is the most important thing. So hedge your bets, play winning hands, don't do anything too crazy. But what could happen is you get blinded out and you end up going out of the tournament and you lose your seat. But they protect their seat, they protect their place at the table. Or you get very aggressive players that they re-raise you and they haven't got anything and they put their seat in jeopardy. They might go out. But those players win. Generally win, yeah.
But they might win. Who is the biggest threat in this World Cup? Is it obvious to say it's Brazil?
Yeah, it's Brazil. I think people keep talking about France, and I don't see it.
You really don't?
I don't really see it. I mean, I see it. I see France being comparable to England.
No, better.
I don't necessarily agree. I think Didier Deschamps is a very negative manager. I think the injuries to Kante and Pogba are huge.
You know what I noticed, though? You know what? He's basically as negative as Gareth Southgate. But the difference between the France players and the England players, they don't listen to him. So Mbappe will get the ball and he'll go past four. And although Deschamps screaming...
See, Mbappe's another one.
He turns up.
If you were to say, how will the French do? I think you're perfectly onto something in saying that they could win. But they are well capable of an implosion.
We saw it in the Euros.
No, but I'll tell you, I'm right in thinking, was it 0-2? When they played Senegal and they got beat? Do you remember? They didn't score. They went into that as champions. And they didn't score a goal.
And there was a lot about Vieira, because Vieira's from Senegal. Originally.
Right from Arsenal.
Yes. But no, they go into this team.
El Hadji Diouf.
Yeah, El Hadji Diouf and
Salif Diaw.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
See, this is what we were talking about earlier, and this is why I love it. Every World Cup is so synonymous with a moment in your life. Oh. I know exactly where I was watching that game. And I think that you can almost do a life story based on World Cups. You know, when I was a kid.
Because 4 years is a big chunk, isn't it?
So, you know, I went to Brazil. Like, in fact, do you know what? Really briefly, my life story over the last few World Cups. I went to Brazil as a single man. I went out there. I went for the month. I had no money. I had no job. I had no career. But a few of my mates from Chelsea were going, and I just went. Just went. Like, went over there with nothing. I knew a girl who was working in PR. She had a flat. I stayed on her floor. Just went to Brazil for a month. Roy Hodgson ruined it, but it was meant to be amazing, right?
Yeah.
By the next World Cup, didn't go to a game because my missus was about to have a baby.
And this World Cup,
I'm going again because I've got a three-year-old and things are going well. Touch wood. Do you see what I mean? It's the life story in World Cups.
Yeah, no.
Can you do that?
No, I certainly cannot.
Can you not do that? Where were you watching? Where did you watch Michael Owen score? I bet our viewers can. Anybody listening to this? A hostel in East London.
Could do it. Hostel in Stratford.
Okay.
Austin and Stratford. Just finished college, got kicked out.
Where did you watch Roberto Baggio miss his penalty?
In my house.
Just at home.
Yeah.
What about England going out when Ronaldinho scored? Oasis, Stop Crying Your Heart Out. That was a song. Do you remember Oasis? 'Cause all of the stars have faded away.
Go for it, Rory.
That's what it is. That's as good as it gets. I went to theatre school. There's money been spent on that voice. Yeah.
I can't do it the way you did.
I can chronologise my life with World Cups, man.
Can you?
Mm.
Can you?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Men's Room podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store, or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? But I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Toolstation Club. So make sure you join today online, in store, or via the app.
All right, let's go on. England. Yes or no?
To win the World Cup, yes. Why not?
No, yeah. Not why not.
Why not? No, I'm never going to say that England can't win a tournament going into it. It's my duty to believe.
Who's the star boy? And the clue could be in the title there.
I mean,
who's the star boy for England?
It's Phil Foden.
It's not though, is it?
It is. It should be.
It should be Phil Foden, but it not.
Well, then it's Rice or Bellingham.
You don't think it could be Saka? You underrate him, don't you?
No, I rate him really. He's in my starting 11. He's 100% in my starting 11.
100% in?
Yeah. I mean, Raheem Sterling's not in my starting 11. That's what's
surprising. You're in Chelsea. Strikers,
I mean, but it's not about club allegiance, is it?
Well, yeah, but it should be about what he does for England. And what he does for England is, as we've seen, especially in the Euros, he delivers.
But he hasn't played well. I mean, by that logic, I'd have to pick Harry Maguire, and I don't pick him either. Mm. I think football should be a meritocracy. And if you're good enough, if you're playing well, you get into the team. I think football should be really easy to select a team at international level.
Can we quickly talk about, and we're going to do our starting 11s as well, because I think it's important, because I think we're going to disagree, the World Cup being in Qatar.
Yeah.
And how crazy it is, it being there. It's a bit strange, isn't it? I mean, with what's going on in the world, for it to be there, and Sepp Blatter, former FIFA president, to come out and say, we should have gone to the USA.
Yeah,
And I'm all up for sport. Look, it's a global sport. It should go to every region. The boxing's going to there as well. And we're seeing Formula One, the UFC go to those regions. But, you know, a lot of been talk about sports washing and what's going on in Qatar. Is it a good or bad thing?
I'd ignore immediately Sepp Blatter.
Sure.
There is an opinion in Sepp Blatter that I will never, ever take. Sepp Blatter's motivation is always self-interest and financial. Mm. So whatever he's saying now, you can be sure that he's either annoyed with somebody or trying to gain favour. Yeah,
someone has not paid him money for something.
He's either not been paid or he's about to be paid. So somebody hasn't paid him and therefore he's saying something negative, or he's been paid and therefore he's saying something positive. Don't take that man's opinion. It's completely irrelevant. No one man in football, like football has many reasons why it's gone so wrong.
Yeah.
And the pollution of money is very, very prominent in why football's gone so wrong.
Top of the
if
tree,
one man is responsible for the plight of football, it's that man.
All right, let's end on a positive note. I'm going to ask you some questions and some quick fire answers, yeah?
Go for it.
Ready? Top goal scorer?
Vinicius Junior.
Ooh, interesting.
Good player.
Very, very good player. Left side forward for Brazil and Real Madrid. Flop of the tournament.
Country or individual?
Country and individual.
Portugal, Ronaldo.
Really?
Same, yeah. Portugal, Ronaldo.
Good shout, that, isn't it? Yeah. Good shout, that is. Good shout. I like that one. I like that one a lot, actually.
Portugal, what about you?
England, Kane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a spirit. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I do that, and then he surprises us. Flop of the tournament, Harry Kane.
I'm absolutely appalled at
you. Conte said he's knackered.
Of all of the people that you could have said there, of all of the people that you had the opportunity to say.
You just went to one of the greatest forwards we've ever seen in football, Ronaldo and Portugal.
Yeah, but I'm doing that patriotically because I don't want that. Yeah, come on.
Ask me again.
No, I won't. I'm gonna sell you out. That's going in.
Surprise team at the tournament. Who's going to surprise you?
In a positive way.
In a positive way. Who's going to be like, ooh, didn't you see that coming?
I think Spain could do all right, you know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who else looked good.
No one's speaking about them.
Do you know who else I think look good if they get it right? Uruguay. Like Uruguay's front line.
Yeah, mate.
Suarez, Cavani, Nunes. Like it's good, isn't it?
It's good. It's old.
It's old, but it's good.
It's really old.
It's really old.
I mean, obviously
old.
Nunes equals out the average age a lot.
Yeah.
But you're talking, what, 37 and 36.
Suarez, Cavani, Nunes.
Suarez has no knees.
Suarez
is like no cartilage. just kneecaps
Suarez
running together.
Is wicked, mate.
Suarez, yeah, give him a chance.
Uruguay. I'm actually going to go with Uruguay.
You know who I was going to go with?
Go on.
Until Mane got injured, Senegal.
Yeah.
I was going to go with them as a dark
horse. No, you can't now. No, it's done
because they got your boy Koulibaly at the back.
Yeah.
And if they've got Koulibaly at the back, not much is going to happen.
Who was your choice for top goal scorer? I thought that's where you were saying you said Kane.
Sorry, no, it certainly wasn't.
I mean, he's the reigning golden boot holder, isn't he?
I'm going to go Benzema.
Yeah, it's a good shout.
It's a good shout, isn't it?
France could be a shout for flop, though. France could be a shout
for France
flop.
Could implode.
Yeah.
France could implode. You know who might surprise a lot of people that no one's talking about?
Dutch.
The Dutch. Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's mentioned the Dutch.
Do you know who else are really good? Probably the best team. The best team in the tournament, sort of pound for pound. Wait, you like that one, right? Go on.
Belgium.
Belgium. No. No, they could could flop. They could really flop.
Yeah.
The best team in the tournament, pound for pound, the Danes. The great Danes.
You know what?
Yeah. Because they were... That's a great show. Remember, they got to the semi-final.
Yeah.
And they're better now than they were then.
Yeah.
So the Danes could do some damage.
Yeah, and Eriksen's back for them as well.
The Danes could definitely do some damage, but...
Yeah, but look, it's going to be a great tournament.
Who's your overall winner? Who do you think?
Brazil.
Really?
I think every tournament starts with Brazil, though, isn't it?
Not this one. Brazil. Not this one, mate. Singing for England.
All right, should we do our 11s?
Yeah, I mean, it's very self-explanatory. But
is it really? Is that easy for you?
Really easy.
Really easy?
I mean, I can just rattle this off.
So it can't be a good squad of 26 if you're 11 so easy?
So easy.
Well, that means it's the squad of 26.
No, it's because they're all
then.
Good. It's because they're all so good.
Well, that means it should be hard.
No, it's not. Because whoever you pick, there's no such thing as a wrong answer.
Ah, so you're doing. All right, go on then. Goalkeeper, obviously, Pickford.
Pickford in goal.
Yep.
I then go...
What formation?
4-3-3.
Go on, okay.
Luke Shaw on the left. Kieran Trippier on the right. Yeah. This is left field now.
Go on.
I don't rate Eric Dier or Harry Maguire at all, and therefore I'm leaving them both out. I don't think Connor Cody is there to play football at all, and therefore he's not in. So I'm doing something slightly left field here.
Is Connor Cody there to do then?
You know, Connor Cody was referred to as being the most important player at Euro 2020. He didn't kick a ball.
Okay, I know
he's there for that.
Harmony.
I'm going to go, this is left field, and we'll probably get some traction in the comments and people won't like it, but I'm going to go Kyle Walker, centre half, alongside John Stones.
Love it. Sign me up.
The three in the middle, obviously Declan Rice, Jude Bellingham, Mason Mount.
Nope.
In front of them goes Phil Foden on the left, Harry Kane in the middle, Bukayo Saka on the right.
Problem
easy.
See, you know what the problem with that front three is? No pace. Slow front three. You need
Bukayo
a bit of pace.
Saka's rapid.
He ain't, you know. Yeah, nah, he ain't that fast at all. All right, so I like your back four. In fact, I'm going to stick with that back four as well.
What, you want Kyle Walker?
I want Kyle Walker and Stones. They understand each other, Man City, that connection. So I'm going to go Kyle Walker, Stones, centre-backs, Kieran Trippier, Luke Shaw. It's got to be Luke Shaw, Trippier. Midfield three is interesting. I'm going Bellingham. I'm going Declan Rice. I'm going Foden in a 10. Okay. I'm going Foden in a 10. Bit of magic, do whatever you want, Foden.
I can't quite work out where you're going to put Mason Mount.
Saka, sorry?
I can't work out where you're going to put Mason Mount.
So I'm going Saka, Kane, Sterling.
You can't have a team without Mason Mount in it. It's ridiculous. You can't.
Certainly can.
Like, you can't.
No, I can.
You can't. You're losing all football credibility.
Well, I'm not, because we've got Iran first game.
You're losing all football credibility.
I'm sorry, he's not.
People will be unsubscribing to you, your YouTube, this podcast.
Don't unsubscribe to my YouTube because I need the subscribers.
You're losing followers. You're hemorrhaging followers.
No, Chelsea followers.
Not having Mason Mount.
Chelsea followers, I'm losing. He can go.
Appalling for me.
Foden in a 10 is magic. Nah. It literally is Sam Foden, you have a free roll, go and win us the World
you
Cup.
You need
son.
Mason Mount in the team.
Foden on the right, he's almost just, he's stuck there and doesn't know what to do. Or on the left, he's stuck.
You can drift. You can drift.
Drift
from,
where?
From
Gareth Southgate position. Makes them not move. They can't move.
But Harry Kane drops deep, Phil Foden fills that void. It can be very
fluid
up there.
Who's your go-to man on the bench?
Trying to score goals.
You're 1-0 down, France. Do you go forward in Callum Wilson or do you go Madison Grealish?
Grealish. I go Grealish. I like Madison's inclusion.
I like Madison, you know.
I like Madison.
Yeah.
But I like... Do you know Jack Grealish? Because he's not doing the business at City to the level that people hoped he would, people are a little bit sneery about him. He's an amazing footballer.
He's not.
Jack Grealish?
He's not. Come on, he's not.
I think he is. Any other club...
I think you know deep down, he's not what we thought he was.
It's
do you know what I mean?
Difficult.
He's not.
No,
that,
but it's just so difficult at City. At any other club,
that's,
he starts every
No, that's my point, though. You know the elite footballers? Because we're seeing it at City. Cancelo, Bernardo, De Bruyne, elite footballers.
Mm.
He's below that. I'm not joking. When he went City, I thought he was Bernardo Silva level. I thought he was going to be that.
Mm.
He's clearly not that. He's below that. That's
he's
the thing.
Playing very well for them this year, though.
Who?
Grealish.
Yeah, but you know the problem with Grealish is? Talks too much. And when he had a dig...
That Al Mahrain thing is really...
That Al Mahrain thing is really haunting him. Massively. Especially when Al Mahrain's done what he's done this season.
Yeah, but Grealish would be my answer because I love a wild card. I love the unpredictability.
Madison's that now. Maddison is that wild card.
He's not as maverick as Grealish.
No, because he hasn't got big calves and socks down.
But
from
it all
that,
filters in. It's all part of...
It's all part of the look,
story,
isn't it?
Story, yeah, yeah.
It's all part of the look. Look, it's going to be a fantastic World Cup. Gets underway very, very soon. Remember, TalkSport have exclusive coverage of it. We're going to keep you covered. Not only we listen to it on TalkSport, we've got World Cup fan zones all over the place as well. So look, make sure you stick to TalkSport because we have it covered. And England might bring it home. Might.
ToolStation are the proud sponsors of the Men's Room podcast on TalkSport. Join the ToolStation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with ToolStation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you will get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the ToolStation Club. So make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.